Okay, so the problem that we're dealing with is a seeming stira between the Gemara and Sukkah when it talks about the sugya of Yeshiva B'Sukkah and Shina Sarai. It says that there's no Arai Gabi Shina. Okay, and the Gemara there gives a reason. Very good. Okay, yeah. Okay, so we'll just use the source of the Chai Adam, which is Klal Mem Dalet. Okay, Dine Hesach Adas Besuda. So he says, Hamispal Beso Chasuda, She Yashem Besuda, Shina Sarai, Afagav Shesho, Meshach Zman, Lerach Shah, Kevin Shinenes Beshena, Lo Mikri Hesach, Vein Tzarech Levar Chamotzi, Vim Yashem Al Mitoso, Shinas Keva, Mash Medahavi Hesach. Okay? So, yeah, and the Nishmas Adam quotes the Beis Yosef in Tainus. Or maybe it's a Rush. Yeah, I think it's a Rush in Tainus. Simon Perakama the Tainus Simon Yudalit, and he quotes the Ravid saying, "Aval b'shina saroish Adam yashen laonso leka hesachadas the chol laonso havi aroi." Yeah, they're applying that idea by, I guess they're probably talking about tinnitus. If you go to sleep, can you eat again? Okay, but they're applying that concept. Okay, so it's not really, the Raiva didn't really talk about this problem. Okay? Alright. But the point of the matter is that it makes sense. Why? What the Chai Adam is saying here. Because you see, by Sukkah, by Sukkah, we're not interested in the cause of the sleep. By Sukkah, we're simply interested, what is the nature of this activity? What is the qualitative, in other words, is the nature of this activity, is it diras bias? Is it part of the sphere of teshvu kein taduru, diras bias? So the answer is, in Shena, you make no, this ain't a Raiva Shena. Shena is a certain qualitative activity that takes place in bias. You don't make distinctions. The realm of Shena, okay, all belongs to the category of Dira, of Dira's bias, okay? That there is no distinction. It's not like by a, for instance, a pseudo where you have an idea of a sudas keva is always in a house. Ah, but then a guy might go snacking, might go eat temporarily somewhere else. There's a distinction like that. You see, there is such an achila that we recognize that we don't do in the house. So there Chazal can distinguish. And of course, it's machlokas and exactly, you know, how do you exactly define those two kinds of achilas? But there's clearly two kinds of qualitative experiences between Suda Kavua and Eina Kavua. Whereas by Shena, the Gemara holds no. By Shena, there's only a quality. Okay, and I don't remember the exact lashon of the Gemara, but the Gemara, one second, let me just see if I can find it. Yeah. I believe this is the lashon. It's the Sagila Inish Bezev, Ahavelei Keva. Something along those lines. Meaning, it's a certain quality. Sleep is a certain quality. The quantity is really completely subjective. So really, sleep as a qualitative experience all partakes of dira. So we don't care what the cause is. What do I care if the guy was nenas b'shina, he decided to go to sleep? It makes no difference to us. Is this an activity of beso, of dira? But over here, that's not what we're talking about. Here we're talking about the concept of hefsek, of hesach hadas. So therefore, the cause is everything. The cause is everything. Because the cause is really the gavra. That's what it's all about. It's the gavra's relationship to what's happening and his break during the meal. So therefore, it's like this. Over here, if it's nenas, then it's just happenstance. It's just an accidental condition that the Gavra finds himself. Just like if he has to daven. You see? It's conditional. It's accidental. It's a happenstance. You see? So therefore, that's not considered a hesach hadas from the standpoint of the Gavra and the relationship to the Suda. But so I don't care how long it is. It's not a question how long. If it's nedas, then that's not hesach hadas. But if the guy is koveya himself, he goes in and takes a pillow and a blanket and he lies down on the couch or in his bed, then that is an essential kvias, and that removes himself from the activity of Suda. So it's the answer is, when the Gemara says Ein Aroi by Shena, the Gemara of course meant not that Shena can't have a concept of an Aroi. It just can't have an Aroi insofar as the nature of the activity that it doesn't allow. And in the framework of Dira and Teshu came to Dura, that's everything. But there are other considerations. And of course you see that the idea of Aroi is different by over here. That's why the Aroi has to be its Nenas. Yeah. Now, just to sum it up, by Sukkah, Aroi in Keva is measured in terms of the very nature of the activity. The very inherent dynamics and nature of the activity. So there's no difference between Aroi and Shena in the world of Sukkah. Over here, it's defined by the... Yeah, It's the state or condition of the gavra relative to the activities. That's what it is. That's why causation plays a role. If it's an essential thing, so then that gives that puts the gavra into a certain condition and state relative to the activities. If it's accidental, that puts them in a different state and condition relative to the activities. That's the question. One is really it's a qualification. It talks about the condition and state of the gavra. The other is the nature of the activity, the very inherent nature of the activity itself, the qualitative nature. That's the two categories. It seems to be, you know what I mean? In other words, by sukkah, I don't care if he accidentally fell asleep. He just happened to fall asleep. Since you go by the nature of activity, that's a kavua activity beveso, and therefore it requires sukkah. The guy has to work it out that he doesn't fall asleep like that. So I don't care about the causation and what state it puts the gavra in, what condition it is relative to the activity. I think you're confused. You're right. I mean, you're the state of the gavra that he's involved in sleep. I don't mean that. In other words, by Achila, it's whether he's essentially involved in Shena or accidentally involved in Shena. That's the difference between Aroi and Keva when you're talking about Hesach Hadas. See, it's as far as the status of the Gavra. Is he accidentally involved in this or is he essentially involved in this? Like by Sukkah, you don't care. You have no concern about whether he's essentially or accidentally involved in Shena. You just want to know the nature of sleep per se. Yeah, I should mention that. Of course, by Sukkah also, when it comes to Achila, the same thing. We're not interested in the cause of the meal. We're not interested if the guy is essentially eating, incidentally eating, and we don't care. It's the, whatever that might mean, but we're interested really in the nature of the Achila. Is it an achilas keva? The nature of the activity itself. Is it an activity of diras bezo? Some say pas, some say mizono, some say even baser vidugim, you know, things like that. Alright, that's a question about the nature of the achila itself, just like by Shena. The only thing is, by achila, Chazal held that there's a distinction between achilas aroi and achilas keva. By Shena, they held there isn't. Oh, by the way, I should mention something, yeah. Yeah, okay, now we're going back to Shini Makom itself. We're going to take up the Bir Halacha. I just want to mention one thing. I don't know if I ever mentioned it before that it got recorded, but I have to correct. Which is, I saw over Shabbos in the Yalkut Yosef, written by Chacham David. No. Chacham Yitzchak. Okay, one of the Yosef brothers. Okay? So anyhow, he mentions there that the Sephardim hold like basically like the Ramah. Because they're worried, I don't know why they departed from the Mechaber, were all worried about Suffolk Bracha, right? Because according to the Mechaber, the minute you have like the Rambam, the minute you have Shini Makom, and you come back, you always need a, you're going to need a, not only a Bracha Rishona, but a, well, it depends what you're eating. But you need a Bracha Lamafreya, right? All this stuff. They got all nervous about Suffolk Brachas. And so therefore they went like the Ramah. They went like Rav Chista. Like Rav Chista Shita, and according to Tosfos. So it's not like Rav Sheshes, and it's not like the Rambam's version, even in the Gemara. So you obviously, we know, according to Ramah, you're going to make a lot less Brachas. Because you don't have Brachas, you only make Bracha Rishonas even when there is a Hafzeik, and that, of course, is only if it's the Dvarim She'in Tunim Bracha Chareim Koma. So that's the way they went. So I just wanted to point out that that's what the... they abandoned the Mechaber. Okay. We're just going to simplify the facts, since because we're really interested in a concept here. And that is, there's a question that definitely exists amongst the Rishonim, whether or not you say that the rules of Kiddush B'Makom Suda and Shini Makom are equivalent. Okay, so to put it simply, if you have to get into all the details and possibilities, we'll simply say like this, that according to one side, Kiddush B'Makom Suda means Mamish Kiddush B'Makom Suda. That's to be in the exact same room. You can only move around in that room. But you can never stray into another room. Okay? But when it comes to Shini Makom, even Micheda Lecheda would be okay. When it comes to Shini Makom, I was going to give the equivalent side. There's one side holds that it's the same rule. That whatever's by Kiddush B'Makom Suda, if you only move around that room, then the same thing by Shini Makom. If you leave that room, that would be an Akiras Makom. That would be considered Shini Makom. The other side would say no. That when it comes to Kiddush, you're right. Kiddush has to be mamish there. But when it comes to Shini Makom, that we're more lenient, we're more mekel. That already could move around a little bit. You can go to another cheder. Okay, the only thing you really couldn't do is, let's say, bias for bias. Okay? But, again, I'm not interested in the details, you know, because you could set up those details in many ways. The question really is one question, theoretically, conceptually. Do you say Kiddush Makom Suda and Shini Makom operate along the same lines? And that what's that machlokas? That's an interesting question. What's the machlokas? Should I say that the same rules in the framework of Makom by Shini Makom should be the same thing as Kiddush Makom Suda? Or do I say no? There's two different ideas of Makom. Why should I say one or the other? That's the question.